Coast Radio News for Monday, August 9, 2021. I'm George Henry. Over the past week, Lane County has experienced one of the highest rates of COVID-19 to date. Since the end of the state's restrictions, COVID-19 cases have surged. Cases of the more spreadable Delta variant are at the forefront of new cases. The month of August thus far has seen an average of 91 cases per day. It does appear, however, that the majority of the cases are in unvaccinated individuals. At its peak, vaccination rates were upwards of 15,000 per day, but in the most recent update, new vaccinations are about one-third of that. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting that approximately 5,200 people per day are receiving a vaccination. Contact tracing is also something that has been cut back since the lifting of restrictions, along with weekend updates. New numbers are expected today from both Lane County and from the Oregon Health Authority. Hospitalization rates also continue to climb across the state from COVID-19. Over the past several days, hospitals have seen increasing numbers of individuals enter with the coronavirus, averaging nearly 40 new cases per day. There are more than 500 beds now dedicated to COVID-19, and hospitals are feeling the effects. The staffing situation is becoming tenuous as hospitals such as Peace Health, Peace Harbor, are trying to find qualified persons to work. This month on the Peace Health Program Doc Talk, they will focus on career opportunities and staffing at the hospital. Two meetings are scheduled this week for the City of Florence. Today, the Public Arts Committee will meet at 2 p.m., and tomorrow, the City Planning Commission will meet at 5:30. On the agenda for the Planning Commission is a request to extend approvals for the development across from Fred Meyer, known as Cannery Station. The work on the property has been dormant for more than a year now. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, August 9, 2021.